I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning. Welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. We are broadcasting live here from the Mack Hike of Flowood Studios on our new tower. So welcome to Rankin County, the further reaches of that area, as we seek to expand our footprint out there. It is Tuesday. We got a little bit of tech news to get to next hour and Tech Tuesday, but I will be honest with you, and I think Clay said the same thing this morning. I don't know. It feels like there is a bit of a lull in the news. Even with some incredibly important things going on, there are times I've learned over the 6 years of being here that there's just times it just doesn't seem to really be something that compelling. And that's different for me because I'm not really a headline-generated guy. I don't really need big, giant stories that are being talked about everybody. I just need to find some things that are interesting that I think are of note to be talked about. But we've got a couple of things here. Now, one thing we're going to talk about in just a little bit is the Died Suddenly documentary. I consulted with a surgeon that I know to get his take on the thing, and he sent me what is basically kind of a rebuttal piece to the Died Suddenly, at least the embalmer's claims during Died Suddenly. I am a seeker of truth. I don't want to be sensationalized too. I don't need anybody to bolster what I already believe. I just want to make sure that I'm really understanding exactly what's going on. So we're going to take a little bit of a look at kind of an alternative view to the Died Suddenly documentary, and at least when it comes to the embalmers and what they saw in that. It's a very compelling documentary. There's no doubt about that. But there was one scene in that that set off my spotty alarms just a tad bit. And we will we'll talk about that in a little while, along with some other things. This is one of these days. I've got a couple of hours to fill, and it's a really kind of a passion point with me, and that is when it comes to conservatism and this adherence to law and order. And really ignoring the fact that we are operating under so many unjust laws at this point that we need to cast a wary eye towards the enforcers of these endless laws. And there is a new video that has gone viral. Jameson actually brought it yesterday, and then I had Robert had emailed it to me as well. Which is just almost a lesson in how to confront the enforcers when they're doing something just morally absolutely wrong. And so we'll take a look at that as well. Not always my most popular stuff, but I believe we are careening quickly, and I think I'm not alone in thinking this. We are seeing more totalitarian control, particularly in light of what we saw around COVID, which is going to lead us into laws around greenery, some of this push towards electric. We've got a lot of laws coming at us that are going to modify our behavior, and unfortunately there are hundreds of thousands of people out there right now donning law enforcement uniforms that are going to be asked to enforce these laws. It would be nice to see Americans kind of get out ahead of this thing, make sure that the police, sheriffs, FBI, these people actually understand we support your heroic work, but you are not our masters. Don't be the Praetorian Guard for a corrupt political class. I'm afraid that's where we are. And so we'll take a look at that as well. As I say, not always my most popular subject matter, but I believe it will turn out to be prescient down the road. There's certainly a lot of societies throughout history that have looked at the enforcers that were just, air quotes here in the studio, just doing their job. It did not turn out well for the people. So, anyway, certainly some stuff to get to today. Quotes of the day today, and this is, there's a meme out there. It's got the one of the main characters of Breaking Bad. Straightening up his tie, he says, "You hate the current government. I hate government. We are not the same." That is me. To so many people I talk to, they're not down with the government that's run by the Democrats, but when the Republicans get control of government, they believe that it works for them and the government loves you. No, that's just simply not the case. Never is. You hate the current government. I hate government. We are not the same. Zuby took a little stroll down Twitter today to see exactly what was going on in the Twitterverse. Zuby tweeted out, "What's crazy about the world is it's legal to steal billions and kill millions as long as you do it through the proper channels." We've talked about that a lot on this show. We look at the serial killers of our time. They kill 12 people, 19 people, 38 people. They are immediately hauled off to jail and publicly executed. Lots written about them and the evil and depravity that they are involved in. But when you set up policies, implement policies that are responsible for the deaths of millions of people, you're actually lauded. You are, statues are built to you. Buildings are named after you. We don't seem to pay attention to the crimes, I guess, once you reach some level of escape velocity with the number of people that are at the receiving end of your evil. In our society, you become actually someone history books are written about. Spike Cohen, this was an interesting day in history. On this day in 1933, the U.S. government ended alcohol prohibition because it turns out that prohibiting a drug just empowers cartels and gangs, corrupts police and politicians, punishes addiction, and causes use of this drug to rise. So now they prohibit dozens of other drugs. So this was the day, 1933. So we're almost 90 years past alcohol prohibition. That short experiment with prohibition, where it didn't take us very long to understand all of the problems with prohibiting alcohol and all of the bad things that cropped up, and we immediately made a U-turn in a relatively short period of time historically. Now we're 50 years into the war on drugs, and we're doubling down over and over and over again with exactly the same bad consequences that we had during prohibition. I guess people don't always learn. There was a quote of the day that I had the other day, and I don't think I even included it. It's basically, once you wake up, you can't ever go back to sleep, something along those lines. I got to tell you, I kind of disagree with that one. I think there's certainly some lessons that we've learned throughout history that we then go back and re-ignore, and it's always different this time, right? And Michael Malice said this. He said, "Every unconstitutional law is just a letter to Santa without men and women in badges willing to impose them." Every unconstitutional law is just a letter to Santa without men and women in badges willing to impose them. And this will launch us into some of the stuff that we'll get to later on in the show. I was watching some football this past weekend. I'll tell you what's got me concerned about the United States. It's the commercials that I'm seeing on television right now. I believe there was a time, it might have been kind of the 80s, 90s, maybe you would call that some kind of a golden age in advertising. You remember when Super Bowl ads were really funny? They sneak a good one in every now and then, but the quality of advertisements is going down. And what I really noticed, one that I just keep seeing during these sporting events, I believe it's a State Farm ad. It's where the coach, Andy something, coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, is drawing mustaches on his players as they sleep on the plane. And Well, I don't really need to describe it any more than that. You've probably seen it if you've watched any sports. This commercial is ubiquitous in just about every sports broadcast. But it's indicative of a larger group of commercials that I look at, and I can't help but think, are there Americans that are laughing at these things? It's kind of a, almost like a stoner. I mean, it has really got me. Just start watching, paying attention to the commercials. Either they're just phoning it in because they know it's just a matter of getting a company's name out there. It doesn't really matter what the message is. They don't need to actually put any time into it. No effort, no creativity. No, but if this is what is cracking Americans up, this is what is effective on Americans. Just start paying attention to the commercials that we're given. It seems that we may be getting dumber. And there's several of them, and as I was thinking about it and just jotting down some notes, the State Farm one was the one that really came to mind. There's also a ton of AT&T commercials out there with this girl. These things are really...